Having been to Cuba, Angela, tell me about the state of the arts in Cuba.
One of the things that we just found to be fascinating was that there was live music everywhere. In all the stores and all of the restaurants, there would be live bands. There was lots of concerts going on, lots of classical music, all kinds of music. And art and dance and music just seemed to be so much a part of everyone's lives there. It was really remarkable to see.
Are you a musician, Angela?
I am. I'm a violinist, though these days I don't practice enough to legitimately call myself a violinist.
Well, Angela, what did you take away musically from the time that you went to Cuba with the Florida Orchestra?
Well, one of the things that I really loved seeing is that there was sort of an old world obsession with quality of sound and the ability and musicality. And what I mean by that is often, and especially in string playing in America, there's the obsession is with perfection. Like, we want everything to sound perfect, everything to be perfectly in tune, and for the technique to be perfect. But sometimes you can lose in that some of the character. And when you listen to recordings from the 50s and 60s of these amazing violinists, you hear that they were always going for the musical line, and they were always going for expression. And if there were tiny things, like it wasn't so much about just perfection, it was about the music. And I felt that way very strongly when we were in Havana, because there were these even really young students going for musical expression and artistry and really kind of gutsy playing, and with less fear of what if something goes wrong or what if there's a little mistake. And so that's what I really loved about hearing all of the music there.
Do you think that politics will enter into this for the people who are coming to the concerts at all?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, we're very committed to expressing the fact that this is not political for us. This is about musicians connecting. It's about this kind of person-to-person cultural exchange and the things that are above the things that divide us. And I think that this community, for the most part, is really receptive to that. And I think that the historic ties between Tampa and Havana allow for a lot of people in this community to be very excited about our exchange with Cuba. I think, of course, people who have ties to Cuba are very passionate about the subject, and we're not able to speak for, you know, what someone's personal feelings might be, but our experience has been that people are very open and excited about this type of exchange.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Angela Cassette with the Florida Orchestra.
Thank you.